The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you were at that time without Christ, alienated from the community of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once were far off have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. He made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commands and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to one Spirit, to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred to the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The word of the Lord. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Near indeed is his salvation of those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. The Lord himself will give his blessings. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself and have them recline at table and proceed to wait on them. And should he come at the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. Sorry, I was a little late this morning. I had to cut my hair, as you can tell. And then I had to do the wash the towels and all this kind of stuff. So I'm running. And then what does the Lord tell us today in the first reading? He said the word about 50 times. Anybody get it? Peace. Huh? Peace. 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 And then he says our peace is found in the person of Jesus, is what Paul says. He is our peace. So sometimes a lot of people, nobody here are watching, of course, but there are people who try to find peace in meditation or peace in a structure or peace in doing certain things. But the Word of God says our peace is a person, Jesus. And so today when we're crazy and we're thinking and worried about many things, we need to be still for a second and focus on Jesus, who is control of all things and who loves us above all things. Breathe and find our peace in the person of Jesus Christ. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God these our needs and our petitions.